So self-doubt. A lot of people are experiencing self-doubt, and I don't think it would ever go away. I think each generation will experience self-doubt. And we can all say it starts when we were little at home, but we go skip that, and that's true. That's true. Maybe true. I don't know. But we're going to skip that, and we're going to leap over into high school. So to me, self-doubt comes when you're in high school. Because now you're around other girls and they're growing different, they're probably developing more than you are, and you start to look at them. And then a little self-doubt creep in because now you're comparing yourself. And then you move on to college, and then maybe you go out for a couple of things. Maybe you try to go out for this and you did not get it, or you went out for this and you didn't get that either. And then that self-doubt comes into play. Then there's guys. Now you're liking guys. And guys that you like maybe like someone else, or maybe he does like you, but he might say something just in a joking way, just in a small little way. And then it becomes bigger in your mind. But what he was probably saying was just a joke, but you take it in a bigger way. You see it in a bigger way. And so self-doubt builds, builds, builds. Then you move on from college and you go to the job market. And now you're interviewing this place and that place. And nowadays, I think interviews, they can last up to 4 or 5 hours in one setting. They can go for days on end. I know I had an interview recently that went from December the 17th until March, early March. And you know, it's so funny. By the time they said, yes, we like you, I had lost interest. So, but I'm older. But take someone that's just now coming out of college and they're doing the 4-hour interviews and talking to multiple people at this company. And it's going on week after week and month after month. Sometimes it can go 2, 3 months. So that brings on self-doubt. So we take that and we start saying to ourselves, you know, what did I do? They didn't like me. Or da, 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 da. It's not you at all. The people you think did not like you in the interview is at home, sleep, resting, going out to dinner, going on vacation. You know, it's not that they pointing you out. A lot of times, I could tell you this too, they already got somebody in mind that work at the company for that position. And what they're doing is they just, what you call it, formalities. They're just doing the formalities of it. That's it. It's not, it has nothing to do with you. And it plays with your mind because you begin to question, you take it all the way back to high school. But this happened, you know, I got to high school, I quite didn't develop. She was cute, her shape was better than mine. And you start saying that kind of thing. Then you go back and you look in your mind at college. Well, I went up for a cheerleader, I didn't get it. I went up for a band, I didn't get it. So you're piling all this stuff down. Now I'm out of college, I'm trying to get this job. I'm talking to this person and that person. And it went on for 2 months. And in the end, I did not get it. And you see this all the time on LinkedIn. I was reading the other day, this girl, she put everything up to everything, the whole interview process. I mean, the texting back and forth, everything, to be told in a email, a generic email, after talking to these people, doing this, this, and this, and this. But you know what? She didn't let self-doubt creep in. She wrote them back. And I wanted to applaud her. And I know some people saying, oh, she should have done that. She burned bridges. She didn't burn any bridges there. They did not hire her. So she didn't burn any bridges there. But she was fed up with it because it probably happened over and over and over. So that kind of thing, you know, mainly self-doubt is something that we bring on ourselves. Okay, because we take what people say so seriously. And if you look at these people who saying these things, they're just joking half of the time. And the people who did not give you the job, if you look in their background, they got the job because they knew somebody. So who are they? So at this point, they don't even count. So, yes, I see so many people talking about self-doubt and woe is me and feeling down. And you have a right to be. It takes experience. It takes getting older to realize that it's not you. It's not you. It's them. It's them. It's not you at all. So, and then another thing too, in relationships, when they come to an end, people start to question. Why are you questioning? Don't question yourself. Look at the relationship. You can look at it, you can see where the relationship went wrong. And 9 out of 10, the guy was doing something. It had nothing to do with you. I know some people say, well, maybe if I had done this, girl, you could have done cartwheels. He still would have screwed up because that's who he is. He needs to grow. He needs to become mature. So don't take everything someone says, or if someone look at you the wrong way, or any of those things, don't take that as someone's picking on you and get you to the point where you start to doubt yourself. I always say the longest relationship you have in life will be with yourself. So you have to treat yourself good, okay? You have to bring in all the positive vibes. There's things that I wanted that I did not get, that I hope for and still hope I get them. I didn't turn around and say, well, they're not for me. I didn't turn around and say, well, okay, I'm gonna doubt myself. I'm start doubting myself because nothing is working out for me. I didn't say that. I said, oh gosh, keep going. It's coming. It's coming. I'm my biggest cheerleader because it goes back to this here. My longest relationship is with myself. So I'm gonna treat myself right. I'm gonna tell myself all the good things, all the positive vibes, I'm gonna tell myself every day, I clap for myself. I tell myself I love myself and I clap for myself. Even when things are not going so well for me. And half of the time I don't know it because I do my best to stay positive. When something happened, I brush it off. I don't let self-doubt creep in. Because when self-doubt creep in, you're going down a rabbit hole. And it's too hard to come back. It's just too hard to try to climb out. You can do it. But who want to do all that work? Not me. So what I do, I just say to myself, okay, this didn't work out, so let me move on. I'm not going down that deep, dark rabbit hole. I'm not doing it. I'm just moving on. And that's with work. That's with friends. That's with relationships. Everybody know, I have said it on this podcast, I'm on a dating scene. I talk to you all about being on a dating scene. If it works, it works. If not, not. It has nothing to do with me. I'm not going to self-doubt myself. I'm not going to start, why didn't work out? And start picking myself apart when I know I'm the prize and you should be glad to have me. And if you don't want me, that's fine. That doesn't mean I'm not the prize. I'm just not your prize. That's all that means. That he likes something different. Maybe, on the podcast back, we talked about physical attractions and how we have these weird attractions. People always think it's the physical. Ooh, look at him over there, chisel chest. Oh, look at her over there, she got this. No, it's not. And that podcast proved it. So many people wrote me and said, I like this. Somebody told me I like belly buttons. Another person told me I like a voice. I like underarms, So maybe I wasn't his prize. Maybe he likes someone that had better kneecaps, I don't know. So no, I'm not gonna pick myself apart because he doesn't like me. I could be his friend. I could still be his friend. Why not? Why not? Just because you go out with someone and it doesn't work out, that doesn't mean you just, okay, I'm not gonna talk to him. Nah. You see that kind of stuff. I'm not gonna say anything to him. Continue to talk to him. He might have a friend that's better suited for you. So you open up more doors. when you continue on talking to the person that it did not work out with. Now, if they're doing that thing I talked about a long time ago, you know how now guys, girls too, are doubting themselves on this too. I heard someone say this a while back. I think it was during Christmas. Someone said we were sitting in a group, and she's like, every guy that I meet, she said he's sexting me. And what is going on with me? I said, nothing is going on with you. You just run into a bunch of losers. That's it. And you tell them, no, you're not doing that. And he go away, and then another one come. It's a lot of guys out there. You know, it's so embarrassing. It's the older guys. I feel sad for them. You know, I'm like, you can't keep up with the young guys. So y'all feel like sexting? A woman hates that. She doesn't like that. So maybe they need to take some lessons from the younger guy. But yeah, it's a lot of older guys out there, and it has nothing to do with you. He's looking for a weak link. That's what he's looking for, a weak link. He's trying to see, oh, I'm a test her out. Let me see her picture, her profile picture. She's smiling a whole lot. Let me see, I'm gonna go over there. She could be weak, and I'm gonna send some type of. And y'all know the eggplant. I had no idea what the eggplant meant. Remember, y'all? And he sends the eggplant, and he's waiting because he saw your profile picture, and he saw you were smiling. And shut him down. Shut him down. Tell him, I don't do that. I remember, and I said this in a podcast not that long ago, well, probably some months ago, but like when I first got here. And this guy reached out to me. He was like, oh, I used to live there. I still have a house there. I think at the time he was getting ready to sell his house or whatever. And he was trying to talk to me or something. And we were supposed to get together, but I wasn't really feeling him. And so I used that. I was sick not to go on a date or whatever. Then he went back home. Well, out the blue, he reached out to me, and he said, you owe me. Remember I talked about that in the other podcast, long time ago podcast? And I said, oh, you what? And what he was talking about was that he thought he could do the sexting with me. But when I called him out, he went completely silent. And the next morning he sent me a message, and he said something like, I fell asleep. And I still called him out. I said, no, you didn't fall asleep. You thought you had somebody you could do the sexting with. And I really called him out, and I embarrassed him. And he lay low for so long. He was really, really embarrassed. He lay low for a long, long time. He didn't like anything of mine, on Facebook or nothing. He just lay low because he was embarrassed because I called him out. You know, here you are, this old crippity man, you know, sexting. You know, yeah, I'm gonna call you old crippity when you do stuff like that. And he was just embarrassed. So recently, he'd been embarrassed now for what, 7, 8 months now? So the other day, he liked something of mine, and he just said, I'm sorry. He didn't go into it, he just went in, I'm sorry. That's it, you know? And so I don't respond back because to me, you know, I like to hold your feet to the fire. I'm sorry, not going to do it. You need to say, I'm sorry, and what you're sorry for. You know, because that was, I don't like that. So it has nothing to do with you when somebody is, when these guys out here reach out to you and they want to do the sexting thing. They're just looking for a weak link. And some girls, they fall into it. Y'all, I heard the craziest thing from a friend. I'm not gonna call her name out. We were out, we were talking, and she said, girl, blah blah blah. This is how crazy things are. She said blah 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 was on Instagram, and this blah 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 reached out to her, this celebrity, and she said she really think it's him. And I'm like, what? She said, yeah, she really think it's him. You know, so it just goes to show that it's not you, it's people out there playing games, you know, including the sexting, playing games. And then eventually, I don't know how, I'm not gonna get into that. I don't know how she's thinking, this girl thinking that this is this person, but I'm not gonna get into that. But playing games, and eventually she will find out that this person is not that person. And then she'll start to question herself. She'll start to doubt herself, like, how did that happen? You know, why did he, and I hear people say this all the time, why did he choose me to do that too? He did not. He did it with 10 other girls before he landed on somebody that believed him. He didn't go out and actively search you. No. You probably was the number 41 and you fell for it. And he said, well, I did this with her. And believe me, while he's doing it with her, he's still out there doing it. While he's talking to her, he's out there looking for another, going through 25, 26, 27, 28. Got number 28. She fell for me. So now I got 41 and 28. I'm telling them I'm this person and they fall for it. There's people out there scamming. It has nothing to do with you. They're looking for money. They're looking for money. You want the chosen one. And so you don't need to say, oh, why did he choose me? And I just feel so, I just need time. I just need to do this and that. I need to grab a book and read it. Why this happened to me? Stop making things bigger than what they are. Stop pointing that finger back at you. You didn't do anything wrong. Stop doubting yourself, y'all. Stop doing that. I hear it so much, and it bugs me. It really does. Well, that's all I'm gonna say here about that. And I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. But I just don't want y'all self-doubting, you know, yourself because yourself, because the thing about it is, like I just said, it's not you, it's the people out there. And sometimes when people talking and just saying something, shooting the breeze, they're joking with you. That's it. Just joking. Just ha ha ha. And then go on and they never thought about what they said to you. And you're holding on to it. You're holding on to it with both hands. I mean, you white knuckling. You holding on to it so tight. And you thinking about it all day and all night. Don't do that. Well, talk to you guys later. Bye bye.